equipped to beat Donald Trump. That's what your opponent said.
Vice President Biden, why are you a better choice than your opponents?
I got hairy legs. Hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. In the sun. Covered up my legs. From the morning until the day's done. Till the day's done.
We are at the end here.
I got hairy legs. Yeah. That's right. You heard what I said. You heard what I said. I got hairy legs.
Yeah, man.
Watch the hair come back up again. I'm the guy with the best chance to win.
Time is a thing.
It's only 60 seconds, not up yet.
Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys, a bad crew.
White coat, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I really was the only white guy that really knew. He said, I'll meet you outside. And I said, what am I gonna do? Corn Pop, he can't stop. Corn Pop, he won't stop.
Yeah. That's fine, thank you.
So I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women whores, aced lesbians. You could release women from those agreements immediately.
Maybe they didn't like the joke I told.
Are you willing to release them?
Release them. These agreements were made consensually.
Yeah. I'm the only person on this stage that's
got hairy legs.
Seriously.
Hairy legs that turn blonde.
We got other issues we're trying to get
Here's
to.
Here's the last point I want. My time's going to run out. Here's the last point I want to make to you.
I got hairy legs. Yeah.
We are a country where there are too many people that are obese.
I am scared.
Vice President Biden, I want to start with you. Why should anyone have faith that you're the one who can get this done now?
Because I'm the only one that...
Let's talk about math. Okay, so here's the math.
Coldplay is the best fan.
Can I respond to the...
Why am I stopping? No one else stops.
Okay.
Joe said it right.
Here's the deal. Look, I think it's important that on day one, I have more hair than anyone else.
I got hairy legs!
I don't care!
Yeah! You heard what I said. I was a pretty darn good lifeguard. I learned a lot.
We let this get out of control.
Lived out in Mayfield with my grandpa. We used to play basketball with a corn pop. And he sank every single shot. Corn pop, he can't stop. Corn pop, he won't stop. Yeah. Corn pop, he sank every shot.
Time is a thank you.
I'm not out of time. You spoke over time, and I'm going to talk. Here's the deal.
I got to hear you.
2020.
Everybody vote if you can for your favorite woman or man. You can stream this track from Japan to Finland.
Get the song here. Have a great day and a great life. And don't forget to wear a life jacket and play zone defense against Corn Pop.
I got hairy legs.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio?
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Thousands of cruise ship passengers trying to return to the U.S. will have to be screened first. The Grand Princess, which was heading for the port of San Francisco, is being held off the coast of California, which has declared a state of emergency.
A man who sailed on that ship last month
died from the coronavirus. Dozens of people from his trip are still on that ship right now.
Fox's Cheryl Cassoni.
Meanwhile, cases across the country continue to grow. New Jersey confirming its first positive test. And in New York, 11 cases now. One patient spread it to his entire family, his neighbor, and a friend who then spread it to his family.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. And a search for survivors in Tennessee, where three people are still missing from Tuesday's tornadoes, which killed at least 24 people. America's listening to Fox News.
Oi! At first I was afraid. I was petrified. Did not know how many of you would be on my side. Then I spent so many nights thinking, what did I do wrong? And I grew strong, even though the race is long. Now Biden's back from outer space. He's grabbing all of my delegates from every state. I should have spent a few more bucks. I'm sure that was the key. Now it seems that Joe is back and he thinks he's beating me. So here I go, right out the door. I'll bring the fight now to the convention floor. Do you think I would crumble? Do you think I would lay down and die? Oh, no. Oh, no, not I. I will survive. I am not down for the count. Where is Sylvester Stallone when you really need him?
It is 6:06.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
So in the weather office, I've got a calculator that sits on the desk that I rarely use. I used it this morning because I wanted to know how much the Montgomery Regional Airport has had since this rain started. Let's see if my math is correct. 3.87 inches so far, but Doppler radar estimates that some of your towns have had 4 to 5 inches or more since the rain started. I've had about 3.5 inches on the east side. All right, so showers and thunderstorms mainly this morning. It's an active radar shot again this morning, so it's going to be a wet commute. I think by lunchtime, most of this is out of here. Then the showers taper off and move out of the state this afternoon. High around 60, a little breezy, north winds 10 to 15. Clearing tonight, overnight low 44. Sunshine returns tomorrow. Yes, high around 60. We'll be in the 30s on Friday night. Saturday and Sunday, beautiful sunshine in abundance. Low 60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday, maybe teasing 70, much like last weekend. Then Monday, low 70s, more rain by Monday night. Right now this morning, east winds at 9 miles per hour. It's 56 degrees at 6:08.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
First question.
What are you listening to?
Best show in the world.
To each his own.
Okay, second question.
Can you tell me what day it is?
Thirsty Thursday!
You seem very excited.
You seem excited.
Of course. Why wouldn't I be?
Why wouldn't I be?
I mean, it's not.
It's not the weekend.
It's just Thursday.
Close enough.
Okay, final question.
What time is it?
It's showtime.
All right, latest from Digital Rain Gauge Voice House. 3/4 inch this morning so far, 3.66.
Wow.
For the week.
You know, if this was the only week this happened, this would be a big deal.
Right.
But it's been happening week after week after week.
Peering far ahead to the crystal ball.
Mm-hmm.
Midweek next week.
There's going to be periods of rain next week, starting Monday night and through the end of the week. Mm-hmm. Not one storm system, but a series of storm systems, and maybe some severe weather towards the end of the week.
Yeah, I'll be making a drive. Gosh, I was thrilled yesterday to get news that Mademoiselle Goose is seeing somebody.
Oh, this is great news.
And it's, quote, getting serious. Yes.
Happy to hear that. Would you give me just a tiny bit of volume this
it's
morning?
A quarter.
Thank you. Because I want to hear you. I want to hear everything, every word you say. Thank you.
I'm not that interested in this morning. You like my little doggy video there with the wiener?
Oh, I have. Oh, God, look at that. Look at that.
Didn't shake off the blanket, just had to get to the water dish for a fresh gulp.
Yeah.
Rich's weather video is on my page this morning, and we had a whole bunch of stuff yesterday, including a couple of straw polls on the, actually one straw poll, and that was on the Republican Senate issue. And Tommy Tuberville was a runaway winner in that.
Wow.
About 80%.
Well, a lot of money is going to be spent this month by those two camps, I imagine.
Good stuff from the Babylon Bee. That's a website you should click and then just browse around because it's really, really funny. It's maybe the last great place for satire. Coming up later this morning, we will have animal stories. The William Tell Wake Up is just ahead. Rich will have the timeline for the 5th of March next.
News is brought to you by Weed Man Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Road closures could be on the horizon with expected rainfall totals. Officials say due to rising water levels, the Emerald Mountain Expressway will likely have to close later today. The Alabama Senate Judiciary Committee approved a bill to change the pistol permit system. This bill would create a new statewide database for pistol permits. Right now, sheriffs keep track of the permits. This bill now heads to the Senate floor for debate. And Governor Kay Ivey's study group on gambling policy will meet for the first time today. The group will gather information to help her, the legislature, and Alabama voters to understand how a possible expansion of gaming would impact the state. Former Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange is the chair of the study group. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The Goodson Group, 551-0225.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Over 100 million records sold. Casey and the Sunshine Band, live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Friday, August 14th, Casey and the Sunshine Band. Tickets on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. at the venue box office and Ticketmaster.com. Presented by Big Spring Entertainment.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The William Tell Wake Up at 6:13. Light rain falling in the River Region.
Wake your butt up!
once again for Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Surgical Mask Wearer.
Mr. Surgical Mask Wearer.
Yes, nothing says run for your lives. We're all going to die like your ridiculous blue mask of the apocalypse.
Everybody panic now.
The only positive thing about your paper mask of hysteria, it makes it harder for the rest of us to hear you scream.
Na, 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 na.
If the only people who survive are the ones wearing those stupid masks, perhaps we should all travel to Mexico, take a deep breath, and embrace the horror.
Vaya con Dios.
So go ahead, lock your doors, board up your windows, douse your porch with gasoline, change your name to Robert Neville, and sing Bob Marley songs to your dog. Because after all, we'll let you know when it's safe to come outside. We promise.
Mr. Surgical Mask Wearer.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
We hate to ever, and we use this in a derisive way, any stories that cast any of our service people in a bad light, but come on. You should know better. An airman in Alaska demoted, got a letter of reprimand after he peed in his squadron's office coffee maker.
Well.
Well.
I think we've all been there before.
He also faced the charge of being absent without leave from November 27th until he was detained on December 2nd. The story obviously just coming out now. His rank was lowered to Airman Basic, the Air Force's lowest enlisted rank. The charges against him were made public on a Facebook page popular with enlisted Air Force personnel and has garnered more than 400 shares and 650 comments. No word on whether or not his tinkle improved or ruined the flavor of the coffee.
In some cases,
yeah.
Who knows whether it would have degraded the taste.
As long as we're in the realm of rocket scientists,
what one of our guy in that old commercial did with his wife who made the bad coffee.
Yes, right.
I pee better coffee than this, honey. That girl's at work.
Yeah. Those broads.
They could pee better coffee in their hot plates.
As long as we're in the realm of rocket science here, have you ever heard of Nathan Thompson? He's going to be one of our Morning Maroon nominees. He's a flat earther. And before you find out what he did, here's a little glimpse of his views on why we're on a flat.
About 14 months ago, my brain coach, Michael Lavery, said, Nathan, you got to look into flat earth. Then I realized why they're hiding the truth. It's because they don't want anyone to know anything. So they can inject you with their vaccines and their public schooling. I just feel like I have an obligation to tell people, you don't live on a spinning ball. I've been telling them for years, you didn't come from monkeys. Did you know they made up dinosaurs?
My brain coach has been out of town since Christmas.
Well, at least mine wears a shirt that says Team Greg, and on the back it says Brain Croach.
Brain Croach?
Brain Croach with a number beneath it. 18 minutes after 6, let me be your car coach here for a second as we take a look at the category vehicles. At Jack Ingram, signature used cars under $10,000. Now, everything in any category, anything that has the Jack Ingram name on the back is a car that has passed every test in the book. A good vehicle history, an interior that is clean, has been well maintained by its owner, and most importantly, once it gets to the mechanic shop, they check it out 17 ways from Sunday to see if there's anything under that hood that's going to cause a problem before they put the name on the back of it, because they don't want people coming back saying, hey, you sold me somebody else's troubles here. They go to every length possible to make sure that doesn't happen. Tip Thames is a great guy. He's got a team of people to help you that goes out of their way to help you explore your options. And Greg in the finance department there has helped so many people get good wheels because they have over 20 credit options available at Jack Ingram. So don't let any credit issues prevent you from going in and getting a better set of wheels to ride on. Stop by and see Tip Tames and that team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. Or you can browse online by type of vehicle you're interested in, the budget you're working with, or the brand name. Maybe your dream car is in there at a pre-owned price, signature pre-owned price at jackingram.com. Our first look at the roads at 620. And then the timeline coming up with Rich.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. A little earlier this morning, we had a tree down at Laurelwood Lane at Vaughn Road. That's going to be on Vaughn right near the Wells Fargo Bank as you approach Taylor Road headed outbound. We're hoping that they have cleared up that situation, but you might want to use caution there. It has been raining a good bit, and we've got a lot of water on the roads. We've got moderate traffic around the boulevard this morning, a little congestion, Troy Highway, East South Boulevard, Taylor Road at Vaughn Road, also Jackson Ferry Road on the Northern Boulevard, and we're seeing a few cars inbound on the 31s, I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Please buckle up, drive carefully, and slow down just a bit. Be careful out there this morning. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence does best. Training is what makes the system work, and Vicky is the best. Call her at Invisible Fence, 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years of doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Hi, folks. This is Jimmy Dean with Jimmy Dean's Pure Pork Sausage. There seems to be a panic in this country with the swine flu. Now, most folks know you can't get swine flu from eating pork. But there are some of you who still think eating Jimmy Dean's Pure Pork Sausage will expose you to the virus. Well, I say if you can't fight them, join them. Introducing Jimmy Dean's pre-medicated pork sausage soaked in Tamiflu. Why wait till you get sick to get treatment? Load up on swine now and protect yourself. And coming soon, Jimmy Dean's pure pork pre-medicated sausage soaked in vodka. For protection with a buzz, Jimmy Dean's. Have some sizzling at your house.
At
6:24 with the timeline for March the 5th. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
That would be the 65th day of the year. There are 301 days left in the year 2020.
Oh!
National Abstinence Day. What are we supposed to... Which one?
Does it say anything in particular?
It doesn't say... Just don't do anything today. Just give it all up today.
That's kind of what I had planned.
It's World Tennis Day. On this date in 1955, Elvis Presley made his TV debut when he appeared on a weekend show called the Louisiana Hayride on KWKH in Shreveport. Oh, by the way, in 1558, smoking tobacco was first introduced into Europe by the Spanish physician Francisco Fernandez. So that's a physician introduced tobacco. 1953, Joseph Stalin, who had been the leader of the Soviet Union since 1924, dies in Moscow. 60 years ago, Sergeant Elvis Presley in 1960 was discharged from the U.S. Army, where he had served for 2 years. Oh, my gosh, yeah, a terrible plane crash. This date in 63, Patsy Cline died in Tennessee. She was a big deal, too.
They did a musical on her life at ASF. God, it's been 12, 13 years ago. That was really, really well done.
I say again that
Ken
Burns series on the country music is absolutely incredible. They did a big thing on the Patsy Cline and her influence on country music. Hey, now our song of the day, six siblings from Newport, Rhode Island, the Cowsills. Interesting to note that ABC wanted to make a TV show based on their life. They was going to be like a docu kind of thing until they went and lived with them for a little while and said, no, I don't think so. They're too dysfunctional. So they created a fictitious family called the Partridge Family. All right, so here's one of their big hits, Fall of 67, Cowsills. It's the rain, it's the park, it's other things as well.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair. Flowers
to learn more about their life, just put in Cowsills in the YouTube and you'll see documentaries come up. Very interesting. Their father was awful, but they were great when they played for us at Impact.
I was more surprised by them than any of the Happy Together bands.
It was pretty cool.
And how well they replicated their music.
Yeah, it sounded just like them. On this date in 69, Jim Morrison charged with lewd behavior in Miami at a concert. He exposed himself.
Every year on that anniversary, it was kind of a tradition for the Miami Herald to reprint the headline from back then, yeah.
38 years ago, 1982, this is the day John Belushi was found dead in his hotel room at Chateau Marmont Hotel in Hollywood. He overdosed on a speedball, which is a lethal injection of cocaine and heroin. He was 33 years old.
I was doing a broadcast remote that afternoon for Rick Peters at Love 94. And we had just done that. It was the grand opening of a shopping center that now looks really old and decrepit. Because I drive past it sometimes when I'm visiting Janelle. And I could show you the exact bench I was sitting on when that story became known.
He was such a big deal.
He was
such a big deal. 1983, Michael Jackson started a 7-week run at number one with Billie Jean, who, by the way, is not my lover. 2003, Kobe Bryant makes history by becoming the youngest NBA player to reach the 10,000-point mark. 5 years ago in 2015, Harrison Ford crashed and landed his small plane, onto a California golf course during engine failure. The NTSB ruled it wasn't his fault. Yeah, you're not supposed to land on a taxiway, Harrison. 1 year ago in 2019, Forbes named Kylie Jenner as the youngest self-made billionaire. I say again, billionaire at the age of 21. Most of her money came from Kyle Cosmetics. Birthdays today. Actor Kevin Conley is 46. He was on the show Entourage. Great, great, great show. He was Eric. Michael Irvin is 24, Hall of Famer. Marsha Warfield is 66. She was Roz on Night Court. Murray Head is 74, One Night in Bangkok superstar. And Andy Gibb would have had a birthday today. Let's see. He died. He was born in 58, so he would have been about 60-ish, 61-ish, 60-ish.
Andy?
Andy Gibb. He died at the
Morris
age of...
Morris lived a little bit older. I thought Andy was a kid when he died.
He was, but I was saying he would have been 60 today. He died at the tender age of 23.
Yeah.
3 days till spring forward. We go back to daylight time this weekend. Everybody will remember except me. 2 weeks till the start of spring. Easter in 36 days. SEC football in 188 days. And Christmas is 299 days away. That's the timeline.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news. And the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
A 29-year-old woman in Philadelphia got engaged recently and posted photos from her engagement party on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out her best friend's aunts recognized her dad from back in the day.
Yeah.
Her best friend is Ashley Thomas. They've been tight since sixth grade, so about 17 years. Toya's dad used to joke Ashley was his other daughter because she was constantly hanging out at his house, but it turns out he was right. As a kid, Ashley found out her dad was not her biological father. Sadly, her mom passed away before telling her who the real dad was. But Ashley's aunt was flipping through Toya's engagement photos and remembered Ken from when he used to date Ashley's mother.
Ken.
Apparently, Ken didn't know that she had been pregnant, but they did date shortly before Ashley was born.
I see.
So they took a DNA test, and guess what? He is the father. It wasn't on the Maury Puppet show either. And he's quite thrilled about it and says she's always felt like part of the family. Just one of those odd secrets of chance.
It's ironic.
And that's your good news. And that's your timeline for March the 5th with Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. I'm looking at radar right now, and there's a lot of rain on the radar. Another wet commute. Wow. News bulletin. Rain and thunderstorms are concentrated mostly this morning. I think it tapers off, and I think by most of it's out of here by about lunchtime. I'm putting my money on that. High around 60. A little breezy. North winds 10 to 15. Clearing tonight. Overnight low 44. Tomorrow, the sun is out, and it will be glorious. With a high temperature around 60 into the 30s Friday night. Saturday and Sunday, beautiful sunshine. Low 60 Saturday. Upper 60 Sunday. Monday, we're into the low 70s. I think we're dry during the day. More rain, of course. Oh, yeah, let's get some rain in here. Monday night into Tuesday and periods of rain next week. Dot, dot, dot. Right now, east winds at 9 miles per hour. The airport's had 27 hundredths of an inch since midnight. Storm total now just south of 4 inches. It's 56 degrees at 634.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
I'm a big fan of funny headlines that weren't intended to be funny, just worded out that way.
Yeah.
Marijuana found in bra leads to bigger bust. Police in Grant, guess what state?
I don't know.
Floridia.
Yeah, Floridia. Sounds like something you would have to take penicillin to cure.
I have Floridia.
Say they assisted a motorist who had broken down after helping the driver, Chastity Daniels.
Chastity.
Moved the vehicle. The deputy noticed the strong, pungent odor of marijuana, also known as wacky weed, devil's lettuce. What are some of the other?
Jazz cabbage.
Jazz cabbage. Daniel said it was from the remnants of a marijuana cigarette in her bra.
Oh.
A female deputy searched Daniels and found a larger portion of marijuana than Daniels had advised having. Then a search of the car turned up half a pound of crystal meth.
Good Lord.
And more marijuana packaged for sale, scales, and cash. She was arrested and charged with trafficking in a controlled substance and possession of marijuana with intent to distribute.
Planning a big weekend, are you?
Yeah. Kind of makes the case for one of those overwhelmingly pine-scented car trees that you can get for $2 at a convenience store near you.
Yeah.
All right, we have the Cheap and Trashy coming up in just a little bit. Let's grab our first look at the roads at 6:35, and then we'll get ready for TV.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have another accident on Vaughn Road. This one also at Laurelwood Lane, but this is the Laurelwood Lane near Pike Road in Chantilly Parkway. Use caution out that way. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have got moderate traffic around the city on the boulevard. Some light congestion on the East South Boulevard and East Boulevard near the Wetumpka Highway. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We have no issues on the interstates right now or at the interchange downtown. Got a lot of folks headed inbound on the 31s. It's going to get busy here in just a little bit. Use caution. Buckle up and drive carefully. We got a lot of water on the roads this morning. Please be careful out there. Reinhardt Toyota is looking for sales consultants. Write your own paycheck. Applicants must have a clean driving record and be over 21. Call Reinhardt Toyota and become part of the team. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, our topic, the debate over the correct sleeping position.
Now, it says here there are 18 sleeping positions. Do people sleep on their head? I don't know. 18?
Yeah, I'd like to know how they do that.
18. 18.
We're talking about sleeping positions and not...
No. No, this is not the...
It's not that.
Not the Quran. Was it the Quran? Talks
about the Quran? No,
what is it? What is it that the
Kama Sutra.
Yeah.
Often confused with the Quran.
Right.
Yeah, when you click on that link there that says tweet it, it'll open up a picture that shows you the 18 different positions.
Oh.
Yeah, number 13's a little strange.
That's the one where you're bunched up on your pillow?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Do I have the right food outlet special?
We got to get them a new picture pretty soon.
Yeah, I know.
Let's see. I sleep... I'm number 2 and 3. Number 1.
How do you know? Well...
I just know from how I've woken up,
that's,
basically.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah. Is it most popular one? Is it... What, sleeping on your back or what?
Oh, no, that's... Tell you what, we'll do our Fox News replay and come right back.
All right.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Thousands of cruise ship passengers trying to return to the U.S. will have to be screened first. The Grand Princess, which was heading for the port of San Francisco, is being held off the coast of California, which has declared a state of emergency.
A man who sailed on that ship last month died from the coronavirus. Dozens of people from his trip are still on that ship right now.
Fox's Cheryl Cassoni.
Meanwhile, cases across the country continue to grow. New Jersey confirming its first positive test. And in New York, 11 cases now. One patient spread it to his entire family, his neighbor, and a friend who then spread it to his family.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. And a search for survivors in Tennessee, where three people are still missing from Tuesday's tornadoes, which killed at least 24 people. America's listening to Fox News.
It's showtime.
All right, topic will be sleeping positions. I don't know that there's a right or wrong.
Yeah. I think it's proper to sleep in the missionary position, right?
I wouldn't know.
Did you ever have... Well, we'll talk about it here. I don't want to talk about it now because we're going to exhaust this subject in 33 seconds.
Yeah. What's our fallback topic, by the way?
Oh, I don't know. Not sure.
We got a thumbs up there?
Yeah, I haven't heard from them yet.
There's a different person in the control room this morning.
Yeah.
All right. We're getting the countdown.
You're starting your day the right way with Rising.
Do you sleep in a normal position?
Hmm.
Or is there even a normal position? There is a big debate on Twitter right now after a writer tweeted a picture that shows 18 different sleeping positions and asked people which one they use. But people aren't just sharing their sleeping position.
18.
They're also judging the other ways that people sleep.
And that's not right. Let's bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
We're trying to figure out 18 different positions, you know?
Are we, contortionists or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know that...
How did you come up with this? Do you just watch people sleeping? Because...
Yeah.
That's pretty creepy, too.
Creeping.
Yeah.
They spend millions of dollars every year at various colleges doing these dumb studies.
Yeah.
For which they are compelled to release a result. We get that news, and that's how we come up with a lot of these topics.
Yeah.
I know that sometimes my sleeping...
the ones keeping those research projects going.
Yeah. Right, we're funding them.
And I know some people watching can or listening can relate to this. I have a dog that just has to fall asleep where my feet might normally be.
Oh, right.
So my position is called the 45-degree angle because I'm not going to disturb Briscoe.
Yeah.
Mr. Fat Bottom Thing, Mr. Gub. Because he looks so peaceful and so sleepy.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I swing my legs to the left so I don't disturb
him. I think we've all done that, given our dog's latitude. But
yeah.
Last night was one of those nights where the left side wasn't right. The right side wasn't right. I kept switching. Sleeping on my back, that wasn't right. I just thought it was one of those, what's going to be best tonight?
Survey around the room. Who falls asleep on the right side?
Let's see. That would be... I'm on the left, I guess.
On both sides.
Left side.
I don't sleep on my back or belly, but I switch sides.
Oh, you mean like which... Okay, I thought you meant...
Which side? No, not of the bed, no. I mean, which side of your body?
That makes more sense. I think the right.
I'm on my stomach.
I just
and I like reach under my pillow.
Yeah.
And my clothes have to be a certain way.
Yeah. And I like to scrunch up part of the blanket. I have an extra throw blanket and I scrunch
feet
up part of the blanket.
Feet have to be out of the bottom of
the
covers.
Oh my gosh, no.
No, you can't have that.
Everything has to be covered.
Everything. I need my feet.
Andrew's that weird person.
Oh, I hate that. Even when I just see people sleeping with their feet out of the covers, I want to walk by and touch
my wife gets so mad when we go on vacation somewhere because when we get to the hotel room, the first thing I do is rip the sheets out from the bottom of the bed.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Man,
you're a monster.
That's really weird.
I feel so, like, constrained if my feet are stuck.
You just take your socks off. See, that's how I cannot. You're
supposed to be swaddled. That makes you sleep better.
That's why you get swaddled? Tucked into bed, not
swaddled.
Pulled out.
I'm not a newborn.
Yeah.
Well, you're about the size of one someday. So, but still, like, that is so weird.
Thousands of people have just learned a lot of information about Andrew.
Yeah. That is.
But they probably didn't need to know.
We were talking about the dogs, and it's so funny because our dog Smokey, when we're not in the bed with him, he's just napping and lounging all day. He curls up into this tiny little ball.
Uh-huh.
You barely even see him.
Yeah.
But the second that I want to go to sleep, he is sprawled out.
Oh, sure.
All four.
That's a different way of marking his territory. He's like, I just want to tell you that this
won't move. He's like a grumpy old man. It's and he's not old. He's not say dog. Smokey or Greg.
Now I want to know: does Smokey keep his feet out of the covers? There, you know, the feet are.
Yeah.
Smokey likes to be completely under the cover.
I got you.
Well, it's because it's the right way.
I will say this about...
It's the right way, exactly.
God's way of sleeping.
I will say this about sheets in hotels.
Yeah.
As Andrew was talking about, you know, I don't pull mine out, but man, it feels like they're vacuum packed at the end.
Yeah.
And
that's very true.
Moving your feet towards the end is sometimes.
I love that feeling.
You like, they're so tight, they like break your toes.
Yes.
That feeling.
Gosh.
You feel secure.
Loosen them.
We've all seen those documentaries about when they put the sheets of a hotel room in under blue light, and oh my gosh.
You know what happens next? That's the wrap.
We've already gotten the wrap, but how do you sleep in sleeping bags then? Is that like torture for you?
No, because it's not like tight, and they have ventilation at the bottom.
Okay.
Get a good sleeping bag, Julia.
All right, whatever.
Bye, guys.
Can afford that. Exactly.
See you tomorrow.
All righty.
Ventilation. So fancy for me. If you want to hear more from our friends over at News Talk 93.1, you can tune in Monday through Friday starting.
Wow, Andrew's sharing a lot today.
Yeah.
This is horrible. There's no way I could do that. Walk in and I'm in. Now, by the time I wake up in the morning, the sheets are going to be like that.
Yeah.
But I don't walk in and just rip the sheets from the bottom of the bed.
No.
Oh, no, I can't do it.
No.
I have to run down to the car, so I'm going to build a little beef into this break here.
Okay. Where's the beef?
It's actually, where's the bacon? Oh. We're going to rub some bacon on it. Coming up in just 90 seconds, it is 6:45, the Cheap and Trashy, straight ahead.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
To a birdhouse accidentally.
Do you have some bacon?
Bacon?
Bacon, that's right.
I had bacon left over from dinner last night.
Rub some bacon on it.
What?
On your hand, just do it. Rub some bacon on it.
That's all there is to it? What if I drop my phone?
Rub some bacon on it.
Or encounter my clone?
Rub some bacon on it.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted.
Rub some bacon on it.
Foreclosed.
Rub some bacon on it.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon on it.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey boy.
Rub some bacon on it. Bacon on it.
I'm attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
Light sprinkle outside. The chilly, it is 6:48.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Weather question.
Yeah.
When I was looking up at the sky, I noticed that the scud clouds, low ones, were traveling east to west. The ones above those were traveling west to east.
We have a low-pressure system down on the coast, and that those low-level clouds are because of that. The upper levels are going in a different direction.
Raining just barely hard enough to feel it here at the moment at the Creedence Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company. Does it sound like I'm killing time because I am trying to get organized this morning and misplaced my cheap and trashy copy? You would be correct, sir. It's here somewhere. Well, this is embarrassing. I may as well just read the Inquirer, huh? I had it, Jay. What'd you do with it?
Didn't touch anything over there.
He's sleeping in position 13 right now.
Corona. Oh, I got confused because I had it right here, but it said Corona Chaos because it was covering all things coronavirus. And it's in the cheap and trashy because Daniel Craig will host SNL this weekend. Hopefully, maybe, there's always a chance they'll actually be funny this weekend.
Did you hear about the delay?
The whole movie got pushed back, so yeah. I'm sure they'll have to write that in.
To November 25th. So he's promoting a movie that won't be out for 8 months. For those of you who were concerned with the production of the Baby Yoda toy, the coronavirus could bring a halt to production of that.
The stock market.
I just hope the baby doesn't get coronavirus.
How about the stock market? It's just unbelievable.
Second highest total, rising total yesterday. Second highest in history.
And the first was Monday. It's twice in the same week. I mean, it's pretty amazing. Brandt was trying to explain yesterday. He actually thinks that part of it is because there's two political candidates that Wall Street's worried about. One is Bernie, and the other is Elizabeth Warren, because they made it clear they're going to go after bankers and all these bad guys. Now that they're convinced that they really have no chance to win, they're more relaxed. Alex Trebek says he is now one of the 18% of people who survive a year with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Made a statement yesterday.
The one-year survival rate for stage 4 pancreatic cancer patients is 18%. I'm very happy to report I have just reached that marker. Now, I'd be lying if I said the journey had been an easy one. There were moments of great pain, days when certain bodily functions no longer functioned, and sudden massive attacks of great depression that made me wonder if it really was worth fighting on. But I brushed that aside quickly because that would have been a massive betrayal, a betrayal of my wife and soulmate, Jean. And it would certainly have been a betrayal of my faith in God and the millions of prayers that have been said on my behalf.
He does have a way with words. In the meantime, Chrissy Teigen, we should give her the big shame.
Shame on you.
Because she is whining about her breast implants.
Oh.
She got them when she was 20.
Yeah.
They weren't very big. She just kind of filled herself out.
Yeah.
Now that she's a mom, she wants them out. That's her big physical issue.
Okay.
Perspective. William Shatner is getting divorced. I got to save this one for Duncan Tomlinson. Because part of the settlement, he gets to keep all the horse sperm.
What?
All horse semen, along with any equipment used for horse breeding on their California ranch. That's what he's getting out of it.
Come on.
Jay, would you mark that Duncan Tomlinson, please? Britney Spears' son wants Britney Spears' dad to die. 13-year-old Jaden was talking to his followers on Instagram. Yeah, he's got followers. He talked about what's going on with his mom's career, which apparently might be over. Actually, he said, I haven't seen her doing a lot of music at all. I remember one time I asked her mom, what's happened to your music? And she was like, I don't know, honey. I think I might just quit it. And I'm like, what? What are you saying? Like, do you know how much bank you make off all that stuff? This kid's got a great vocabulary for a 13-year-old. He also called Britney's boyfriend, Sam, a really good dude. But even more praise for his real father, Kevin Federline. I've got the best dad ever. My dad is literally Jesus. But when it came to Britney's father, Jamie Spears, remember when he was appointed guardian?
I do remember that, yeah.
When Britney shaved her head and was acting a little weird.
Oh, gosh, a lot weird.
Jaden called his grandfather a jerk, the D word, and then said, he can go die. I sense trouble around that child. Jay, this is a good question for you. Should bad guy wrestlers be nice to kids when they meet them?
I think it depends on certain situations. If you're going to, if you're fulfilling a make-a-wish thing, you know,
yeah,
maybe have fun with it, that sort of thing, but, you know, be sincere or something like that. If you're just doing a meet and greet, sure, stay in character if you're a heel or, you know.
Do you know who MJF is?
Oh, I know. And I know what story you're referencing.
Yeah, at a convention in Chicago, a man and his 7-year-old son tried to stand next to him for a picture, and he flipped the kid off. Now, that's a 7-year-old. That's not nice. Dad tried to laugh it off at first, but his son was really troubled, and he started getting mocked online. So the dad reached out to Cody Rhodes, son of the legendary Dusty, asked if the wrestlers could be nicer when they're meeting kids, but Cody kept it old school, too. He said, disclaimer, if you have a meet-greet or inquire media-wise for the MJF, you're going to get MJF. Talent have freedom of expression, so please don't think anybody's going to act any different than they do on TV. However, Cody did invite the family to a future event and promised to give them the VIP treatment.
Come on, kid. Come on. I love it when they stay in character.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a wrestling fan, you meet a bad guy and he starts acting like,
hey, buddy.
Hey, Barney the Dinosaur. Hey, that would be...
I love you.
That would be disappointing.
Hey, kid. I don't know why they turn into Barney all of a sudden when they're talking. See Hulk Hogan walking around.
I love when you do,
hey,
Barney.
Everybody. It's the Hulkster.
This is the Jaden.
Jamin. That's my Jamin. Yeah.
Tom Brady speculation continues. Now the 49ers are supposedly a team that's interested in bringing him in. That will not be something to make Jimmy Garoppolo happy. Let's see, the Genesis reunion tour, the drumming will be done by the 18-year-old son of Phil Collins, not Phil.
Really?
And Peter Gabriel will not be part of the band.
Is that right? Well,
why go?
I was going to say.
Isn't Phil going to be on the reunion tour, or no?
No, his son.
You know, so.
What? He's going to do the drumming.
What it turns into then is a group called Genesis that knows Genesis songs.
It's a Genesis cover band.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Named Genesis, with former members of Genesis.
Yes.
But not enough to really call it Genesis.
Check this out. Politics has infiltrated rock bands. I've always said this. It takes two people to have politics in a band. Simon and Garfunkel are a great example.
Yeah.
Because they just could not get along.
Yeah.
Journey fired their drummer Steve Smith and bassist Ross Valerie, claiming they attempted a corporate coup to take over the band's business dealings. How do you like that?
They're
going to be managed by Jim Comey in the future. It is 6:57. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. Make that your choice if you have spring break travel plans. Like me, I'll make sure I stop by probably the Bell Road location and just have them rotate the tires, take a quick look, make sure all the fluids are good, and then I can travel with confidence. I have yet to have a trip interrupted with a car issue since I made that part of the routine before traveling anywhere. And they make it so easy. You drop the car off, they can take it to your house, get you back with your car later. You do that downtown if you work for the government. The location at 408 Madison, by the way, and well-stocked with wholesale prices on all major name-brand tires with overstocks on Goodyear and Kelly. And serving Prattville. It's so convenient now in Prattville to use Don Duncan if you live up there or work up there. That location on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's serves Prattville and Millbrook. So they got you covered here in the River Region. Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto with customer service that will, in fact, exceed your highest expectations. 6:58, Fox News and 2, next hour, Random Facts. Jay will have a $10 food outlet pop quiz question immediately following.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we are seeing more and more cars into the boulevard this morning, and we are busy from the Wetumpka Highway over to Ware's Ferry. Got some bunching up going on the East Boulevard near I-85. East South Boulevard is busy this morning. We've got light to moderate traffic on the Atlanta Highway into Madison to downtown. Taylor Road's looking good right now. I-85 and 65, moderate to heavy traffic into downtown Montgomery, but no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Buckle up, slow down, and drive carefully this morning. Central Alabama Works presents Career Discovery at Trenum State. The hands-on expo allows 8th graders to explore careers in high-demand jobs. Go to centralalabamaworks.com for more info. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses.